Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We're doing Bible Black, and not for much longer, because I think we're about to reach the ending. I begin to remain consciousness. My back and shoulders hurt just like yesterday. Now you're awake. I look up and see that Saiki is standing by my side. It's morning already. Today's an important day, so cheer up. I know. I shake my head to get rid of the drowsiness and get to my feet. Hurry up and get dressed, we're the last ones left. I take a look and see that all the others are already gone. Where is everyone? I ask Saiki this as I put on my uniform. Everyone already went to class. Amari also went ahead with Miss Katami. If we don't hurry, we'll get in big trouble. Alright. After I finish getting ready, Saiki and I leave the apartment to go to school. The door opens. I open the door and go inside the classroom. It's the same classroom as always. My classmates are gabbing about a bunch of nonsense to kill time. I head over to my seat. Good morning. Amari is already here. She greets me. I don't know what Miss Katami did to her, but her cheeks are all red. Good morning. I exchange a few words with her and take a seat. Amari goes to her seat. She's walking funny. As she sits down, I can hear the sound of her chastity belt clinking. I don't think she can wear panties with that thing on. She's lucky we don't have any gym classes today. And then the bell sounds, signaling the start of my tedious morning class. The class and the students are the same as usual. Sitting here, I feel that everything that happened in the apartment and all the things I did are like a dream. They don't know. They have no idea that the events that took place 12 years ago were about to be recreated in this school's basement. Just until recently, I was also a normal student, just like them. But after I got that book, everything changed. And soon it will be too late to turn back. Very soon. I'm thinking about stuff like this, paying no attention to class. Nothing interesting happens as the class goes on and on. After lunch, my afternoon classes go by, and soon it's time to go home. We all begin to gather around Miss Katami and start preparing for the ritual. And as night falls, the ritual is ready to begin quietly in the school basement. The candles have been lit, and a crowd of people wearing robes is surrounding the magic circle. An altar is set up in the middle of the circle, and Amari is on top of it, tied up naked. Amari looks very uneasy. She's shaking like a kitten. Amari doesn't know much about what's about to happen to her. Tonight is the night of Walpurgis. It's when the powers of darkness are at their peak. Miss Katami is talking in front of everyone, giving her speech. And we are about to take a new journey. Tonight I throw away this cursed body, and gain a new body to reach greater heights of power. Just as the Knights Templar ascended to a higher level of power, we shall take a step towards world domination. After this ritual is finished, I will become the ruler of the world and create a new millennium for the planet Earth. With these words, everyone gives a cheer. The new millennium, in the Book of Revelations, a new world is created by the Chosen Ones. But all this evil savior is trying to create is nothing more than Sodom and Gomorrah. After Miss Katami stops talking, she strips down naked. Her cock sprouts erect from her crotch. It's trembling in anticipation. It's time to start the ritual. Miss Katami speaks after checking on the time. The time is almost midnight. There's very little time left until her pact expires. It's time to say goodbye to this body. I'm really getting excited. Then she takes out a hypodermic needle with some green liquid inside, stabs herself, and falls into a trance-like state. Agura. Miss Katami finishes reciting her spells and waits for the drug to take effect. The drug is taking effect. Miss Katami's cock begins to bulge and it looks like it's about to explode. Whoops, let's go back just a little bit. She approaches Amari carefully. It's as if she's showing off her cock. She climbs onto the altar and gets on top of Amari. She looks like she's asleep, like in a dream state. Now I'll take away that precious virginity of yours. Then Miss Katami removes Amari's chastity belt. With the chastity belt removed, her pink vagina is revealed. You shouldn't be afraid. It only hurt for an instant. Death will take away any despair or sadness. No, don't kill me. Amari struggles to get away from Miss Katami, thrashing with her arms and legs. Don't worry, I won't hurt your body. Your body is very important to me, but you might feel some pain during sex. Please, let me go. Nope. As each of her followers look on, Miss Katami begins the last of her rituals. Minase, help me! Amari calls out to me for help with teary eyes. So I decide to take out the drug that I got from Miss Takashiro last night. Then I stick the hypodermic needle into the vial and suck up the contents. I'll use this to save Amari, and this means I'll send Miss Katami to hell and I'll have to succeed her. Then everyone will follow me, including Amari. I have that black book at hand. As long as I have that book, I can obtain the same powers as Miss Katami. I suck up all the contents into the needle and hide it under my robe. I'll show you. If I use this, I can take out Miss Katami, but I don't think I can kill her with the drug alone. For now, I just need to kill some time. After midnight, Miss Katami's pact with the devil will expire. Then Miss Katami will perish automatically. In a few minutes, Miss Katami won't be paying attention to anything other than the ritual itself. So I'll stab her with this and... Miss Katami recites the chant in a low voice, grabs a knife, and slices an artery on her wrist. In an instant, blood gushes out from the opening and splatters on the floor of the magic circle. Miss Katami is offering her blood for this ritual. Amari looks at it in disgust as if she had her own as if her own wrists had been slit. Then Mr. Tommy makes the sign of an upside-down crucifix. At the sound of Miss Katami's voice, light pours out from the floor inside the magic circle. The light covers both Miss Katami and Amari. What's happening? I feel the power. Now we shall begin. The gate is opening? The magic circle is glowing and an oppressive power is radiating out from the light. So this is the gate that was opened 12 years ago. The gate that leads to the underworld? Miss Katami accepts the radiating power and her body trembles with joy. Then Miskatami places her erect cock up against Amari's pussy and slowly pushed her hips forward. It's so huge, it's too much for my first time. Miskatami ignores the screaming Amari and tries to shove her huge cock all the way up inside. Ouch, it hurts. Miskatami keeps pushing her cock further and further inside. I figure it's about the right time and I approach Miskatami while holding the needle. Miskatami is too busy with Amari and has no idea what I'm about to do. Amari grits her teeth in pain, trying to put up with Miskatami's giant cock pushing its way inside her. Ah, it's completely inside. Miskatami's cock was buried in Amari's pussy. Pull it out! Pull that thing out! Without the use of drugs, Amari is in terrible pain. She keeps begging Miskatami to stop. It's her first time and her pussy is about to tear open with Miskatami's huge cock inside her. Blood is trickling out from Amari's crotch. Amari is getting banged by someone she hates and that must make it even more painful for her. Miskatami ignores Amari and slowly starts pumping her up and down. Amari screams in pain. You can see her stomach bulge out every time Miskatami's extra large cock, long cock, is thrust deep inside her. Your pussy feels so good. I'll release a shower of my sperm soon. Just hang on a little longer. Miskatami's panting like a dog as she thrusts her hips. Miskatami doesn't realize I'm right next to her. I quietly take the needle from my sleeve. Let me help you. What? Then I stab Miskatami in the neck and inject the contents inside her body. What? What are you doing? What'd you do to me? You'll find out soon enough. All of a sudden, I can't stop grinning. Now let's see how it goes. The drug takes effect. The drug is going straight to her head and her body is convulsing. You used the undiluted solution? It seems to be working. You probably have never taken so much at once. You traitor! You're trying to betray the devil. I just followed your example. Nonsense. Shame on you. You made a pact with the devil and now you want to pull out? You're asking for too much. You think you can get away with this? She is threatening me, but it's clear that she's messed up from the drug. She's breathing feebly and her pupils are dilated. Can you use your power in the current state, even if you can, there's nothing you can do now. You have no time to continue the ritual. You bastard! Miskatami starts trembling and releases her juice as she ejaculates. No, stop it! Miskatami's eyes roll back in her head and she keeps shooting off again and again inside Amari. Miskatami's cock juice is shooting out from between Amari's opening and her cock. Amari drinks up the hot white cum with her uterus and arcs her back as she convulses. Amari grinds her hips and Miskatami's cock slips out of her. It won't stop! It won't stop! White liquids keep pouring out from her huge cock, raining down over Amari's body and covering her with cum. I need the antidote! I grab the bottle Miskatami is pointing at. Is this it? Give it to me. Oopsie, my hand slipped. I release my grip and the bottle falls to the floor. The bottle smashes to pieces and the contents stain the floor. No! Suddenly, Miskatami's body bends, twists, and contorts with excitement. Miskatami is writhing in agony like a creepy person. Miskatami is writhing in agony like a crazy person and keeps on struggling even though she's rolling on the floor. Uh-oh, time's almost up. How tragic. I'm checking my wristwatch as I speak. It is exactly midnight. Miss Katami's trembling and contorting movements change from pleasure to pain. She is trying to flee from something, clawing at the air with her hands. Right now, Miss Katami is trapped between the euphoria of the drug and the horror of the devil's attack. She's being crushed between pain and pleasure. So die, I'll die. What's going on? Psyche's nearby, frightened and confused as she watches Miss Katami writhe in agony. Miss Katami keeps on ejaculating over and over again. Eventually she stops and then falls limp like a puppet without strings. At the same time, the glow from the magic circle weakens. Miss Katami is still twitching on the floor and white liquid is still dribbling from her huge cock like water from a leaky faucet. She's bleeding profusely from her wrist and she's been lethally drugged. I don't think she's gonna live much longer. So this is what she gets for selling her soul to the devil. I speak as I watch Miss Katami sprawled on the floor awkwardly. Soon she stops moving. Her bleeding stops, and then finally her heart. The room is filled with silence. Nobody knows what just happened. Everyone stands and stares. Psyche is the only one who speaks out. What have you done? She's dead. She's probably a little shocked since Miss Katami really seemed to care for her. Don't worry, I'll be in charge of things from now on. What can you possibly do? Anything. Even though Miss Katami is gone, we still have the book in this room. Are you serious? Yeah. I nod confidently as Psyche looks at me dubiously. Fine, we don't care who our leader is, as long as we can satisfy our desires. Wise decision. Then I approach Amari and free her. You came and rescued me. I don't want to see or make love to Miss Katami in your body. Thanks. Now, here's where it really begins, from this very moment. Yes, the nightmare has only begun. Several months later, after that day, I became the leader of the group. And right now, I'm preparing to obtain a greater power. My minions took control of the school, and we could do whatever we want. It's only a matter of time until we take another leap forward. After the incident, Miss Katami's corpse was discovered, but Miss Takashiro's corpse was also found, and the police couldn't do much to crack the mystery. There was a note left behind, which detailed Miss Katami and Miss Takashiro's love for each other, as well as their practice of devil worship. I guess it's better this way for both the police and the school. Of course, we made up the whole story. Everything went as we planned, and it didn't take long for us to gain control of the school after we blamed the teachers for everything. Once we complete the ritual, no one will be able to stop us. As long as we have the book in the basement, our dreams will be realized soon enough. Minase, this is how much we got yesterday. As we break for lunch, Psyche and Amari come over to my desk. I take the thick envelope from Psyche's hand. I peek inside and there are wads of bills. It's the money my group gathered today. We use the money in school to practice black magic and we use orgies to rack in tons of cash. Rumors surround us, and if we add in the sales of our drugs, we're a wealthy empire. Looks like you made a lot of money. And did you find a sacrificial lamb for our ritual? Yes, we found four people that are well suited for the sacrifice. Wonderful. Then convert them immediately. Yes. And can you do me today? Minase, we've been wanting to do it since our first class. I look and they both have juices pouring down their thighs. I'm pretty sure they were holding it in. You sluts, if you want to do it, there are other guys, you know. You know I would never do it with anyone besides you. I only let the others do me from behind. I want you to, Minase. I don't let the other guys release their juices inside me. Oh, great. They're both crazy about sex. They've become a bunch of sluts. These days, they ask for sex after every class, and I'm getting a bit tired of them. Then lift up your skirt. Right here? Other people are gonna see us. I see. So you don't want me to do you? Alright. Amari pauses for a bit and then gives in. Wait, are you really doing it here? Saiki looks at Amari in disbelief. Amari looks around to make sure nobody's watching. Minase, look at my crotch. Then Amari grabs the corner of her skirt and oops, and lifts it up in front of me. Amari's panties are exposed and they're drenched. There's a cord sticking out of her ass and a vibrator has been shoved up inside her asshole. I don't see that, but... Saiki seems to gain confidence from Amari's actions as she too grabs her skirt and lifts it up without any hesitation. Saiki's panties are also drenched and there's a huge stain on her crotch area. You're too wet. I can't help it. I decide to remove her panties. Yeah, everyone's gonna see us. I go ahead and pull her panties down to her knees and then play with the lips that are releasing her juice. Amari moans and her body trembles. Everyone's gonna notice if you raise your voice. But... Hey, Minase, look at my wet crotch, too. Saiki had her vibrator placed so that would hit her G-spot. She must have a switch she can use during class. That's a huge stain. I can smell it from over here. No, don't say that. I grin and remove her panties as well. I massage her pussy with my finger. Saiki twitches her hips and twists her body. Lots of juice comes pouring out from her pussy. Whoops. So juicy. I'm sensitive because I've been holding back for so long. I take turns feeling each pussy and stimulating them. Good, play with it some more. They both forget that this is a classroom and they start moaning with sweet voices. I notice some students looking in my direction with their faces all red. Amari and Saiki both have their backs turned so they don't know that they're being watched. I keep grinning and try to show off by stimulating their pussies even harder. Heh, this is why I have to keep obeying the devil. And there we go. That was the path you get when you take the power for yourself. I mean, it still stopped the plan. He just took the power for himself. Obviously, it's not the true ending to the game. But, I mean, what do you guys think the true ending to the game is? Obviously, he defeats Katami and gets Amari, and they live happily ever after, and blah, 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 blah. And you've seen the anime, but I know, like, the last episode of the anime was also kind of like this. Like, it didn't have the real ending. But, yeah, they do... Like, they put the book back, and they go away. I mean, I've finished the game before. But, yeah, I wanted to give you guys something different. And the thing is, if we did, like, the true ending path, then it would probably be a lot of the same scenes. So, I don't know what you guys really want.
Like,
this seems to... It didn't get as many hits on BitChute as, like, Starless. I noticed that because I looked at my numbers recently when I posted a couple of older videos that I just recently got up on BitChute from it. And they're only in the, like, the 29-30 range. And then, of course, you have the MGTOW, which... pretty low. So, I mean, if you guys actually want that path, you'll have to let me know. Other than that, we're gonna go to Discipline, and Discipline will probably be the true end path, because obviously there's an anime for it, but it's not nearly as well done as the Bible Black anime. It's very to the point, just the fucking... Like, I mean, not that Discipline isn't about that, but Discipline has some really crazy shit that goes on. It's more humiliation kind of stuff. Like, this is not so much humiliation as Discipline. But it's the last of what we consider classic Sei Shoujo. Because we never got cleavage. I mean, it was almost done, but something happened, and we never got it. But it was almost finished in English translation. Ending number two, Evil Never Dies. And... okay, there we go. Yeah, Amari is, that's the true ending. Deceivers, White Room, that's the one where he goes crazy. Art Room, Nonagusa Knife, and Hiroko Takashiro. That's it. There's 12 endings to the game. Wow, this is really primitive. Wow. Well, they have a sort of scene. Okay. Okay, so they have little CGs that you can look at. Okay, that's... some CGs. Okay. Alright, folks. Well, that's the end of that one. Again, if you want to see the true path, I guess, let me know. If not, you know, you'd rather move on to Discipline. You know, something a little out there. More crazy around, you know, not as crazy as Starless, but way less tame than this, except for like certain scenes. Obviously the waterboarding, well, I wouldn't call it waterboarding, but the water scene was very Starless. But this one's crazy. Like, Discipline is just really nuts. So if you want me to do that, let me know. Well, I mean, we are gonna do that, but if you want me to do the, yeah, again, true ending, let me know. Comments, I'll even put that in the comments box or whatever. If you want me to do the true ending, let me know. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner. Yeah, we'll get that right.